Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Creation Lightship Healing. We're live this evening with Ron Amatron. So, Ron, I thought we should maybe charge up the light beam for everybody with peace energy. So, if you could go to creationlightship.com. which is Ron's website, or you can go to bbsradio.com/creationlightship on station one. You can find the image of the large light being, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron. So if everybody wants to bring that up, Ron will bring in the light beings with peace energy for you and your space.
Okay, sounds good. So here we go, everybody. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. I just also wanted to mention today's date is Monday, August 19th, 2013. I think I forgot to say that when we first opened. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron. I know a lot of people have been feeling tired today. It's Monday, so maybe it would be a good idea to increase our life force energy.
Okay, so everybody, here we go. We're now going to increase our life force energy. So you can put your hands in front of you. And feel that energy bouncing off the palms of your hands. And we'll just say the little thing out loud here. We'll saying, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And we'll say it probably 10 times. And here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And you can all say it together here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. There we go. So normally you're going to feel your body heat up. So if that's the case, if you do feel warm, that's probably perfectly normal because you're getting more energy into your body. And if it's too hot for you, we can always lower your body temperature a little bit. So, Elizabeth, what are we going to do today?
Well, Ron, we have a great show. We have a great tour ahead. We will be taking callers tonight. So if you'd like to call in and share a testimonial or an experience you've had with one of Ron's healings, or if you're just curious to know more about a specific healing, you can call in toll-free for the U.S. and Canada at 888-627-6008, or you can try 530-413-7600. That's BBS Radio Station 1, Line 5. So, Ron, we actually have a lot of questions from last week that we didn't get a chance to get to. And people can also send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's also posted in the BBS Fast Chat. And, of course, Ron and myself would like to welcome everybody, new and regular listeners. And if you're new and you're like, what the heck is this all about? I don't get it. You can find Ron's Creation Lightship Wikipedia and also the Creation Lightship Questions and Answers document, which are both on Ron's website and also on the BBS Creation Lightship homepage. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and move into the first question, Ron, which actually has to do with somebody was asking about the Earth's rotation, and they're wondering if, in fact, the Earth is rotating or if it's standing still.
I don't know that one. I do know that the frequency has changed, which very possibly, it's almost doubled. I don't know if it's a little bit less than doubled or more than doubled, but we'll just say it's close to being doubled from what it used to be, maybe 10 years ago or something, which could be why people are experiencing your time in each day like being in half, because the Earth is going faster. I think the frequency of the Earth, I don't know what it is exactly, but we'll just say it doubled from, let's say, 7, and now it's at 14. But somehow the timelines, when that is happening, you have half of the day usage. So if you wonder why your days are going by faster than what they used to, if you remember that, it's only because of that. So that's what I'm guessing. In fact, what we could do, if you want to have a slow show today, you want to have a slow show?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, so we're going to put
it's the Earth Monday.
Back. Okay, so we're going to have a slow show. We're going to put the Earth back, a longer show. We're going to put the Earth back to what it used to be. I think it was probably pretty consistent back then. Just more recently, I think it started to get speeded up. So we'll put it back to around the 7-cycle mark, whatever that would be. If any of you out there, you know, happen to be a person who actually knows, that's fine, but we'll go around 7 cycles here. So here we go. I'll count to 5 to change that frequency here. And you may feel like a lot of tension got released out of you. It's kind of like being in a dryer, you know. Just think you're inside of a dryer being spun around, and now you're going to be going at half speed. And you go, oh, wow, this feels great. Before, maybe you feel kind of whacked out. here we go, dropping the speed down and going into the past. So we're going to go into a past timeline, everybody. This will only work live on this program here. So here we go. Here in archive, it may not affect you whatsoever, but right now the listeners will have this benefit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you may feel your body like you may be able to think now and out think. Because you're used to speeding things up, you might feel like, man, you're a genius now, you know, because your thoughts had to be speeded up to relate to what's happening around you. Oh, anyway, maybe we can get some comments on how people are feeling with this process. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, John. That is, yeah, me too. I feel so lucid all of a sudden. And yeah, if you've experienced a reaction to this or any other bronze healing, you can type that into the fast chat if it's short, or you can email me a longer testimonial at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks, Ron. That's very cool. And it's always interesting, I think, to get on a different timeline than the one we're on. It's usually a very interesting experience for a lot of our listeners. So timelines can be very tricky, and they can kind of affect your life in maybe ways that you don't want them to. So one of the things that we talk about a lot on the Healing Highway is timeline crashing. And you can find the timeline crashing at creationlightshift.com. You can just, I think it's actually one of the recommended healings. And you can access it that way, or you can just type in timeline into the search box on the website, and you can find it that way, too. So I know a lot of people that join us here do timeline crashes, and we've had a lot of great testimonials about them, too. Okay, so, Ron, the next question is about entities. And this listener is wondering, when we do entity clearings, don't they get destroyed? Or are they just removed from our body? Kind of interesting.
The entities are our emotional body, so it is a life form that was created by the earth spirit. So it was created since the earth spirit is from light. It was created from light. And the only reason why you have an emotional body and other bodies that are energetically invisible around you and through you is because they're there to ward off psychic attack energy from people that are projecting thoughts to you. In the land of light, they don't exist, but here we need them. If you didn't have them, then you would feel your body would take hits and it would be destroyed. I don't know how powerful psychics can be. And just think of somebody maybe bending a spoon or moving objects, doing timeline changes on people. So, that's what happens. In fact, I remember watching something on TV a while back, and they had people doing magic tricks, and this one guy was, I thought, very, very good. And I'll just describe what he did, and you may actually follow this here. He somehow gave everybody in the audience a envelope. And I think we had a beep there. And it'll take about a minute here. So the envelope had, I don't know what was in it, but maybe it was empty. And then somehow he did something and had people open up the envelope, and it all had the same thing in it. But it was related to somebody else's thoughts, I think. But I'm sorry if I don't have that exactly correct, but it's a very good trick. What he did, he was able to stop time. Okay, he did his whatever he was doing. He stopped time, and when time was stopped, he was able to take that envelope, wherever people had it, and insert into it a piece of paper with something on it. It was empty before, I think. So I'm just kind of playing along here a little bit with what I can vaguely remember, but that's what he did. And everybody opened it up, and they had this. And then he was being judged by other people who were also doing magic stuff here. One guy didn't like it, a well-known person, which I won't give the name of. But I thought it was very good, a good example of timelines and how they actually interrelate. But the people were all amazed that this could happen to everybody in the audience. So anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that is crazy in a weird way. Like it's very interesting too to actually see that firsthand. So Ron, I think we actually have a caller. And I think I heard a beep right before you started the magician experience. So is there somebody out there?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I have a question. I would like to get a little bit clearer on the timeline crashes. So what I was wondering is, if I do a timeline crash, for instance, where... let's say I would say timeline crash, all timelines where whales are killed by humans.
Uh-oh.
Would that
okay.
actually eliminate that happening, or would that just eliminate my emotions around that?
Okay. Number one, it would eliminate the timeline, the real, of where the whales are being killed on that particular timeline. So... next thing is that it probably will not affect your emotion unless you are on that timeline. Okay? So by just typing in whales being killed, you know, that would go to the timeline where whales could be being killed on other timelines. Okay? If they're not on a timeline and that's happening, the clearing will not work. But if they are being killed, then that would work, and that timeline would be no longer in existence, and the whales would not be killed at all because there's no way for them to have that movie run, okay? Just think of the timeline as movies being run. Now, where you are here, you would probably want to eliminate your emotions of that. And by doing so, you can get rid of your emotions and also maybe the whales that are still being killed on timelines. But it may not affect it here too much. It could if you do enough timeline crashes, because all of a sudden those timelines will not come in here. Oh, you're
so.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah. So this is actually very exciting, because I'm extending that out to pretty much every bad thing that's happening on the planet. Could we actually do timeline crashes, for instance, on all timelines where there's harmful radiation on Earth, or all timelines where there's war, or all timelines where there's disease? And actually, I mean, is it technically possible that we could then restore the Earth to its pristine condition by doing that?
I would say you're probably correct, yes. It all depends how many timelines there are. Remember, the timelines are created because they want to cause people pain, so they keep copying and pasting timelines, okay? So if you get rid of those timelines, like I mentioned before, you have a pain in your body, we'll say you keep doing timeline crashes to get rid of them replicating you on another timeline with that same condition. By getting rid of the timeline for a situation, yeah, you could change things a lot. And if there's only one timeline out there, then, you know, it might be gone instantly. So, it's you stumbled upon something very interesting. I'll go a step further here. Let's see. How do I say this here? This I discovered maybe a week ago, I think. Actually longer, but actually it kind of came forward about a week ago. I think here in the States, and maybe in other countries, where you see just, you know, like a desert or something, I believe that desert that you're seeing is actually a copy and paste, maybe off of the highway. So you're driving down one of the highways, you know, going, you know, east to west, you look out and, you know, you come to a city and the city's there. And then all of a sudden you're driving and it's just desolate, you know. And all you see is maybe desert. Well, very possibly what you're looking at off of the highway is a hologram. It might be on the other side of that hologram that's covered up to you. Remember, we talk about gray skies, and the gray skies come to cloak and hide the clouds, as the UFOs have clouds around them, so it hides the clouds in the sky. So maybe the hologram that you're looking at of being the desert is just strictly a painting, you know, a movie set. But behind that could be like a beautiful rainforest, and there could be actually people living there that have an access code to get there. Think about that, okay? And then people wonder, gee, we got all this stuff happening here to our atmosphere coming down on us. I guess the main thing right now that people have been talking about is 300 tons of water a day from Fukushima coming out, and they don't know what to do about it. That could still be a fabrication on a timeline. And maybe the water does come out, and that's to scare everybody. But maybe it doesn't go anywhere, okay? And maybe that's actually a timeline that they're creating, but it's not really in effect here. I'm just throwing that out. I'm not trying to discount what's happening, you know. But, you know, very possibly maybe everything is fine on other timelines, and they're just giving us this crappy timeline to live on. But they have the elite timeline where the Earth is virgin and beautiful and everything else. Oh, that's one way to look at timeline crashes a little bit here. Or you could kind of maybe look at that and just say, gee, you know, why is this land so awful here, you know? And then there are people that live in areas where it's really cold, and you wonder why they're living there. Well, maybe they know and know more than we do, okay? So I guess we got another beep.
Yeah. So,
does that help you at all?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely incredible. And I'd like to say to everybody that's on the call or ever on any of your calls, let's do thousands and thousands of timeline crashes to make this Earth the pristine, beautiful thing that we all imagine. And added to that, Ron, is there any possibility that you would ever make an unlimited version of the timeline crashes so that we can just keep doing them?
I got to think on that because it takes a lot of energy out of me.
That's the only
reason why I haven't put it up that way.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. And we do have another caller, but I just wanted to say that it just goes to show you how powerful those timelines are. They have to be so strong, and that's really interesting, Ron. You know, it makes sense to me that they would give us a crappy timeline because it just, you know, gets everybody all riled up emotionally and gives, you know, all those, you know, energies, more of our energy to feed off of. So very interesting. That could be a whole other show. But we do have another caller. So who's out there? Hi. Go ahead.
This is Lola. Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my
how
sister,
are you?
And she is a good listener. Good. I'm fine. My sister, she has something crawling on her spine, back and forth on her spine, and she feels so tired, and we be going to the hospital back and forth. And she's we don't seem to know what is going on, but she keeps saying that there's something crawling on her spine. She wanted me to call Ron for her. Hello?
Yeah, okay, so we'll see what
Hello?
We have out here. Okay, so here we go. Let's look for an alien critter, an invisible thing that's crawling around. I got something there. There we go. Taking it off. There, it's off. We'll see if it helps her. There. Okay. How does she feel now?
How do you feel now? She said she doesn't know yet.
Okay. It feels like it's off. Can you call back in about 15 or something and just see if it's less or eliminated, you know?
Okay. So you should call back in 10 minutes to see if the pain is still crawling.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, I will call back. 15 minutes.
Yep, that sounds good. Wonderful.
Okay, thanks for calling in. And I think the question there was, for anybody who couldn't hear it, was I think the caller said that her sister has something crawling on her spine or felt something on her spine. So Ron was doing a sample clearing to try to help that caller out with that. We will wait for them to call back in. And I also have a question, Ron. A listener is wondering if a barcode was placed on them. This happened actually Sunday morning, August 4th. They were admitted to the hospital because of high blood pressure, and the doctors thought that they were having a heart attack or possibly even a stroke, and they were released the very next evening, Monday night. So now this person has been having dreams that they died, and they're wondering if a barcode was placed on them.
Yeah, and also they're on a timeline, they probably did die.
Okay.
So that's kind of what probably happened. So the barcode is in effect, and it did take them out on a timeline, but they're still living here, so you may have the effects of the timeline of dying on, that timeline. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it seems to me like anytime you have an experience like that with your health, I feel like a lot of the times that something from your past or maybe even a future timeline is manifesting in your life, in your energy. So it seems like what you would want to do is get yourself off of that timeline. And it may, I don't even know, Ron, if it is a barcode or not. It definitely could be both. Like, you probably want to do timeline crashing. If you're having dreams about dying, I would do timeline crashing on all of those dreams that you have, right after you have them, as much as you can, or do maybe a death barcode removal. I think there's an unlimited version of that, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to check right now and find out. But it seems to me like that would be definitely something you'd want to get off. I guess maybe this person was asking if she thinks maybe a new death barcode was placed on her. So I don't know if you have any info on that, Ron.
Yeah, I would say that would be probably correct, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to look it up in just a second and see what we can find here on the website. All of these healings, by the way, everybody, are on creationlightship.com. And there is a death barcode removal here. So you can get that. And I guess, Ron, what would be the best way for people to approach that with you? Would they have to, email you or talk to you to find out how many they have?
I'm not answering the phone hardly at all now. I'm too busy, so I need to have email sent to me.
And there is an unlimited option on that. It's You can get an unlimited death barcode. So if this is something that happens to you quite often, I would recommend it. If you can do that, that would probably help you out a lot.
Oh, yes, that would be correct. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you want to put as often as you can. And, when you feel one coming on. Remember, if you have a dream where very possibly you died, then you did die. And if you saw yourself dying, you died on that particular time. So that would be a death barcode. And it could, not always, but it could leak into this one here. Remember, it happened there, and it's probably going to be coming in here at some point. So I would definitely... just do a death barcode clearing on it. By all means, I wouldn't wait because you have that option of doing that. So that's how I kind of look at it is, get yourself cleaned off as much as you can. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Ron. And a couple of people are responding to the, when you were moving the frequency back earlier in the show. Some people are feeling giddy, some people are feeling weird, and some people are feeling lighter now. So very interesting. Thanks, everybody, for typing in your responses. And I'm going to go back to questions now. We have actually quite a few. We seem to be getting more and more listeners on the Monday night show, which is great. So this next person is asking about a possible alien attack. They think they were attacked by aliens this Sunday morning. They remember lying half awake, and they felt like something was squeezing their left hand. Their left cheek, and it was quite painful. And they're wondering if you could do a sample clearing for them.
Sure. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a one. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. See how that's feeling for you, everybody. And
thank you, Ron.
So if you had a situation, then that may have helped you.
Okay, and thanks so much, Ron. And I just heard a beep, so maybe this is the caller who is calling back in. Hi, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
No, this is Claire.
Oh, hi. How are you?
This is Claire. Oh, well, I'm still wrestling with this, and I'm wondering if there is anything that will ever stop the horrible visuals and the associated energies that go along with them. I have nonstop 24/7 if my eyes are closed. And, well, it all goes on 24/7. And I've tried everything. I've tried the alien attack case, barcode, the recurring events, just timeline graphs, everything. Is there anything that will stop them?
Boy. All that I got on there is my best shot, okay? And if we can get more energy and some other way of doing it, so far that's all that I have to offer.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. What was it?
That's all that I have to offer right now, which is on the website. So I don't know what to say. There are people that are definitely suffering, from alien attacks, and all that I have on the website is all that I can put up right now, unless we figure out some other way of doing something. So at this point, I don't know.
Okay, is there anything at all that you can think of that is there that I can do? Because
I'll ask some people on the fast chat if they've had any luck, of some other strange thing, maybe a seven-generational clearing. I don't know, but we'll just see if the fast chat comes up here. And again, if anybody knows of something, then by all means, send it to CLS Questions. We'll just see if the people out there have tried and what seems to have worked for them. What I would do is get rid of those aliens, on the different names of the aliens and go down that list on the alien attack.
Right.
I definitely put in Ashtar Command. And the Great White Brotherhood, those two are really big ones that are connected to people.
Okay, that
stuff off of you.
I'm working through all
that. And then also
it
we have the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are awful also. I deal with them when I do a lot of battles. They somehow show up. And so are the Turians and Andromedans. Those are the ones that, do cause a lot of problems. So Anyway, that's about all that I can say. You know, everybody is connected somehow. You know, if you're under attack a lot in your own way, that other people may not be. So it all depends how you got.
Yeah, because it gets finer and blacker. It just never. It's like nothing is ever taken away. It just continues, and the finer it gets, the more difficult it gets. So I don't know what else.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough place to be, and unfortunately, a lot of the times there's not a lot we can do except just keep doing all the different clearings, and you know, hopefully one day you'll hit on something that'll just work after you've done it enough times.
In a neighborhood or city that has a lot of problems too. So, you know,
it sounds like a geographical thing too.
Sure, that as best I can. I'm still running all the vortex clearings individually.
That's good. That's very, very good.
But that's what you had suggested.
Yes. We'll just see what other people get also. Maybe start reading the fast chat if anybody has any suggestions.
Yeah, that's a tough place to be. And I know, like, a lot of people have dealt with really strong, powerful alien attacks. So if you guys can help clear out, just, you know, type it into the fast chat or let us know what you did to get through it. I found a lot of timeline crashing really helped. And I know you just kind of feel like you're just timeline crashing, but just keep doing it. In fact, I was just reading here, and I have another email from a listener who is doing timeline crashes, and they still feel depressed, tired, sad, spacey, and unmotivated, and they're wondering if this is normal. And they did about 20 timeline crashes and then had some tech issues. So they didn't feel so good and gave up in frustration. And that's like something that I think happens a lot. And the thing is like, I remember Ron said, like, if you feel weird, don't stop doing it. Because chances are you haven't done it enough. So if you feel weird or if you feel like any of these feelings, then just, you know, don't stop doing it. Like, come back to it when you can and just keep doing it. And eventually, you know, you will get off of those timelines. But, you know, it seems like our show is really focused on that tonight. And it's very interesting because I think with the previous caller, too, I mean, some of these things, like, I would imagine wars and pollution and all of these things, these really, like, atrocious things that have been done to our planet are so powerful. These timelines are so complicated. So it may take quite a long time to remove them. And, you know, Ron, that's just what I have to say about that. I'm going to check the fast chat and see if anybody has anything to say. And some people are saying you need to clear yourself more and your space less. And other people are saying try a special clearing. So maybe that would help. And people are also saying they know the 2,000-year of darkness barcode clearing works, which is, that's a free sample healing from Ron, and also timeline crashing works. So open lots of windows for the timeline crash. Yeah, that helps. Like, if you can get 10 of them going and then set them all to go for an hour, and then, like, at the end of the hour, get, you know, I have a pretty small laptop, so I can do about 5 or 6 when I do it. But if you have a bigger computer screen, you can do, you know, however many you can fit on there. Just, you know, open a new window and start it, and then make the light being maybe like a, you know, 4x3-inch size and just line them up. So I'm sorry to hear you're dealing with this, Claire, and hopefully, you know, some of these suggestions will help you. I don't know if Ron, if you have anything else to add to that.
All that I can think of is just, you know, do a lot of timeline crashes. That probably the, you know, one of the better ways to get rid of stuff. But you know, it all depends how you got hooked up. And, you know, you may have to go into other timelines where you got hooked up into. Like I've mentioned in the past, most people, after I start talking with them, and they have situations that are awfully bad, it comes around that, oh, yeah, my parents were in the military. I was born on a military base. Or, you know, my uncle was in the military. And so that's kind of an indication that, yeah, you got hooked up. Can't guarantee that. You know, I can't say that if, you know, you are a military, you know, parents are in the military or whatever, you've been abducted. But somehow people that I deal with that are in deep doo-doo, that always comes out. So if you are a military-type child, you know, then, you know, you might look and just see if things are strange for you. No, you have to realize that, fortunately, this planet is, you know, under kind of the lockdown of the alien, and they are shapeshifters and can use people and do things. So it gets to be quite interesting of how they can interface. But, you know, everybody has seen, you know, celebrities and people in offices, you know, do shape-shifting and stuff just before your eyes. You could go into YouTube and just type it in there and even see people in the news media doing programs talking about the news. I remember seeing one lady or stuttering and talking in some gibberish, and they thought, you know, the excuse was she's on some kind of medicine or something. But you can actually see some footage where they've actually taken a few people and slowed it down, and they can actually check the eyeballs as they're changing or seeing stuff on their skin in real time. Now, you know, there is Photoshop out there, but, you know, as you kind of watch some of this stuff, you know, you have to realize that it all isn't, you know, Photoshop. So, but, you know, you might look into, you know, your roots to see if that's an indication, and you may be having troubles because of that. You know, so it's hard to say what's going on there. You know, I have dealt with a lot of soldiers that have had troubles with Agent Orange, stuff like that too. Not that I'm saying this is alien stuff, but they're kind of wondering how come this happened to them, and you know, their premise for doing one thing is one thing, and now as they get older, they have conditions from being in the service. So I don't know, you know. I'm sure there's people out there who love the service and they really benefited well. Well, I don't know. All I know is I can just tell you what I have coming to me. So let's do a life force energy for everybody. So you can check your hands in front of you, put your palms forward. And we're going to say, I now increase my life force energy. Get your energy back up again if it happened to fall down. Here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, back to you, Elizabeth, and hopefully that's helped you. Boy, So I would kind of look into your roots and parents' background just to see if there's any, some kind of tie, maybe even in, you know, a past life or something. So thank you for calling, Claire.
Yeah, thanks, Claire. And it, I know, like, I think it's helpful, too, especially on tonight's show, which is the Healing Highway, because I know a lot of people have dealt with these types of problems here. A lot of our listeners have, and it, you know, it is kind of like a point on your journey, but it does improve. So just, you know, hang in there. And again, if anybody has suggestions, you can type them into the fast chat or email us. And Ron, I wonder if you would like to do some sample clearings.
Yeah, that's no problem. Sure. Whatever.
Okay.
So, you want to have or something, no problem.
Someone has requested, please clear completion.
Completion?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means.
Oh, boy. I don't know. If
Well, there's a few more here, so I'm not really sure how you would clear that. But distraction, maybe we should try that one.
Okay, well, let's do a timeline crash and just see if that helps helps you with, because distraction is not an energetic body. And so that means that dealing with timeline, having distraction. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more timeline. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie dokie. So let's just do one for fear of death. Some people may have that fear. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. I wonder if we could clear feeling stuck.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So those are two timelines. Let's do one for anxiety here. So a couple of timelines on that one. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That is a energetic body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do one for your judgment body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I will do one for trauma. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So I just got a message here from a person. Says, the common denominator is all those who are subjected to underground abduction systems. That is correct. So if you're having situations, very possibly it could be, instead of being in the beyond out there, it could be underneath your feet somewhere. So, you know, that's one way to look at it here, unfortunately. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron, for all of the samples. That's great. It's really great to have the samples on the show. And, again, if you feel anything, you might want to write us and let us know either on the fast chat or through CLS questions. And it may be an indication that you need to do that that type of clearing. So it's always helpful to have the samples, but if you really want to clear out everything, it's a good idea to check out some of the clearings that Ron offers, and they're all really great. And that's, again, at creationlightshift.com. Okay, so we are actually, we have a bunch more questions, and I'm only going to be able to take a few more of them before the end of the show. But so somebody actually had a question about the gray skies clearing, and it's actually really interesting. So this morning around 4:30 or 5, there was thunder over their house and lightning, and they saw intense lightning to the north. They ran the gray skies, and it became quiet, calm, and peaceful. It never ceases to awe me when the gray skies clearing works. Thanks. So very cool. Thanks for sending that in. It is an awesome clearing, and it's a free clearing, so definitely take advantage of that. And if you want to write us back and let us know what city and state you're in, that's always good to know, too. It didn't say in the email, but we always like to know where that's going on. So let us know if you can before the end of the show. Ron, I also have a really nice testimonial from somebody who was on the healing call yesterday. And Ron does these every month. They're special 8-hour healing intensives. You can find out more about them at his website. At the top, you can click on special 8-hour healing intensive conference call. So this person writes, yesterday, Ron did a clearing where he removed critters and other alien creatures from our tear ducts. I have to say, I really felt this clearing intensely. Been on the calls for a while now and haven't felt anything like this. My eyes instantly started itching and watering, and today I felt a tremendous amount of detox going on in my body. It was a great clearing, and I'm really glad to be on the call. So that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's like some of these go so deep. You never know where all these little things are hanging out. So if you can, get on those physical body intensives. They're really wonderful. Okay, so Ron, I have another experience from somebody, and this sounds like a timeline thing. They were at a European airport boarding for the U.S., walking down the aisle to enter the plane, and they had a strange feeling when they were sitting in the plane that they had felt the plane never moved. It was like a stage setup where someone makes airplane sounds and rocks the whole thing. Nevertheless, I arrived in the United States. Wonder what was going on. Interesting. So maybe that kind of relates to the hologram thing you were talking about earlier with the desert.
Yeah, that looks like it to me. You know, as I'm looking at that plane and kind of sitting down in there following the energy of the person, yeah, it does look like that. A timeline. Oh, it would be like an abduction on a timeline in an airplane, and you know, you're abducted because you're on a timeline, and then they give you all the movie footage. And then from there, you know, they land you, and out you pop. So, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like to me. The plane never really went anywhere, but it did go somewhere because you got off on a different timeline. They brought that forward, yeah. What's that movie? Adjustment Bureau, I think, kind of shows that about timelines crossing and stuff. I'm sure everybody has seen that. If you haven't, you might want to look that one up. It's kind of interesting about parallel lifetimes. You know, you may start looking at the older movies, maybe within the last maybe 10 years or so, and just, you know, kind of look at them and say, gee, they're talking about this, you know, they're talking about that, and we're talking about this here now. And at least you got a movie to kind of go by to figure out what we're talking about and to make it real for you. So a lot of stuff is out there. And unfortunately, most of it's probably real. And the person who wrote earlier about the underground alien facilities there, underground bases, whatever you want to call it, they're also saying that they probably have, and just paraphrasing, they have ownership of you, and then they also can and do sell you to the Beyondo, to other alien races. So, boy, I like going into Grand Central Station there, you know?
I know. It really is true.
Well,
there are so many.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, they gave you a ticket, you know? What turnstile do you go in, and what subway do you take?
Yeah, that's a really good way of looking at it, Ron. That's such a good vision to have of when you're, like, starting out.
And what's interesting, whenever I go there and I get on the subway, okay, it's interesting as you pull out of, you know, Penn Station, and you go through water, and then you pop up above ground, okay? Going through that water energy, I think it's probably maybe, I'll just say, it depends, you know, if there's a train, I think maybe it's a Long Island Railroad, okay? And that's typically going, at least when I take it, we go out to the Montauk area, okay? And so, but as you go, when you're sitting there at, and then you start to move, you go under the water, and it's a whole different feeling, like you don't know where you are because you don't have a GPS kind of, you know, on your radar screen, we'll say, right? And you're kind of like, could be anywhere. And then once you get above ground, then you know where you are. But for that first, I'll just say 3 minutes, it feels different. Now when they come in, on the other direction to bring you back, sometimes they have to stop. Because, you know, there's a lot of maybe switching going on for the different railroad cars, you know, to go to the right location and stuff, but to the right train. There you could be longer. Have you had that experience going out to Long Island, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I frequently have that experience on trains. It's like it really you seem like you're on a different timeline completely. And depending on where you are, it seems like sometimes it's like the train takes forever, and you're just like, oh my gosh, can't believe I'm still on this train. And then other times it's like you just like look out the window, and then you look out the window again, and suddenly you're at your destination, and you have no idea how you got there. It's kind of interesting. It doesn't happen to me so much with driving, but with trains, it happens. Frequently.
Yep. And just another note here, yeah. You could be also sold like a slave by people here, okay? And it may not just be aliens also. Oh, but I try to relate it to aliens. But there could be a human with an alien in the body, and they're selling you also, making money off of you. So anyway, or something. Boy. I guess our call's about over here, our show. So let's say thank you, everybody, for listening. Boy.
Yeah, Ron, thank you so much for all the sample healings. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And if I didn't get to your question tonight, I will get to it next week. Thanks for writing in. Ron has all the special weekly clearings going on. Tomorrow is the cording removal special. There's also the weekly Thursday, which is clone body removal, and weekly Friday, he does entity removal. You can find out about all of those on the top of the website. creationlightship.com. And also, Ron, I also wanted to say that we do three more BBS shows this week. We have a show on Wednesday on Station 1, and also a Friday show and a Saturday show on Station 2. So definitely check those out. Saturday is live on the Lightship. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can just wrap everything up tonight. And I'll say goodnight to everybody. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week on the Healing Highway. I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. And if you're a newbie and we're kind of twisting your head and you hear the word alien and you want to run the other direction, we do have a Wikipedia on the website, so you can check that out to get some of your answers that you may have. And also just go to CLS Questions. We're happy to address your personal question on one of the shows. And if you're only able to listen to one show a week or something, then say what show you're going to be on, and we'll address it on that one show. So thank you, everybody. And remember, we're trying to help you out the best that we can. So blessings. Thank you. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Elizabeth, tonight. Bye, everybody.